with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. New season, new look to the show. And, Mike, this weekend, you guys are the guests of honor as the Vikings open their new stadium. I would imagine you're excited about the challenge.
Well said, Larry. definitely. This is a big game. It's our first division game and the importance of each and every division game. But we're going over to their new stadium and Sunday night football. So it'll be a great atmosphere and as it always is, a tough physical football game with the Vikings.
Mike, the Vikings are being kind of coy about who's going to play quarterback. Veteran Sean Hill or newcomer Sam Bradford? At the end of the football day, does it make any difference to you guys?
Well, I mean, you have to prepare for both. Obviously, Sean, we played against him a few years ago out here on Lambeau Field when he was with the Detroit Lions. So we'll pay close attention to all the video that we have on him. Sam Bradford, also the last time we played against him was in the preseason when he was with the Eagles. So my understanding is it'll probably be Bradford, but from a planning standpoint, we'll prepare for both guys.
Of course, the headline act with the Viking offense for quite some time has been Adrian Peterson. Now, he's coming off a game in Tennessee, 19 carries for 31 yards. Reading too much into that, I would imagine, is just fool's gold. Adrian Peterson is still Adrian Peterson.
He's still a headline, just like you've already stated. He's a great player. He's the starting point, not only of their offense, but of their football team. So, to me, he's what makes the football team go. He's the straw that stirs the drink, as they say. But you have to focus on him not each and every game, but especially each and every play.
Mike, would you agree with this? When you face a great talent like an Adrian Peterson, it's one thing, all his abilities and so forth, but the most important thing are your own fundamentals. Would you agree with that?
Definitely, because when you play against a great player, his style of play and what he does, he's trying to take you out of your fundamentals. So absolutely. So particularly in the area of tackling. And it's important for us to play to our leverage, be aggressive, shoot your gun, and just play like we have been throughout the preseason and particularly in Jacksonville.
Of course, the Vikings do hang their hat on playing good defense.
Yes.
What kind of challenges does their defense present?
Very well coordinated, especially the front. You can see their disguise of their schemes and really the preparation that they have, particularly on your base concepts. They're very well, very well coordinated, organized, and disciplined. So good fundamentals. They got excellent leverage players. They have playmakers. So this is an excellent challenge for offense.
Talking about those playmakers, it seems like they have those types of guys at every level, in the defensive line, linebacker, and in the secondary.
I agree, definitely. I mean, if you start with Griffin, Tabar, all the way back to Harrison. So you can see it the way they use them in their blitz schemes, but they have the very good change-up scheme that usually complements that, too. So you can't really just dial in on one player.
And you can't turn the ball over. They're coming off a game, too. Turnovers turned into touchdowns.
Won the game. I mean, if you sit there and watch the game in its entirety, it definitely changed the game, the timing of it, back-to-back series and so forth. And, Tennessee was playing well to that point. So, and that goes without being said. You have to take care of the football. And frankly, we need to take it away.
Mike, for the second week in a row, you're preparing for a defense with a four-man line. In today's age, does that make any difference? I mean, you see such variety with sub-packages. 4-3, does make any difference to you?
Not at all. Today is really a four-man line defensive scheme. If you look at the statistics each and every year, 75 to 80% of your snaps, both on offense and defense, are sub-defense. So sub-defenses are primarily four-man lines. Frankly, I've always felt there's only three types of looks in football. You got a four-man line look, you have an odd look where both guards are uncovered, and then you have a jam bear type look where the center and both guards are covered. So with that, regardless of who lines up where and how they do it, those are really primarily the three looks that you prepare for.
Pro football season, two games are important, the one you're heading toward and the one you're coming off of. And, Mike, that opener in Jacksonville, There's a lot to build from there on the road. Tough conditions. The Jaguars aren't the Jacksonville team of the past 5 years. They've got some talent. Quite a victory to start with.
Definitely. Very good football team. Very difficult atmosphere and environment to play in. But at the end of it, regardless of the outcome of the game, you have to focus on yourself. So from that, our preparation was very good for the game. We had zero issues with, you know, with the heat as far as, you know, we didn't have anybody go through IVs or things like that. So that leads to excellent preparation by our players. Our mental errors in the football game were the lowest of my career here for game number one. So once again, that points to the preparation. So I think just the way our players prepared for that game, the ability to fight through the heat and stay mentally as sharp as they did speaks volumes about our starting point. But, you know, we're also not naive to the fact that it's all about self-improvement. And that's what you do early in the week. You focus on the things you really need to improve on as you prepare for the Vikings.
All right, coming up, Lance Allen sits down with Mike Daniels. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside our special guest this week, Mike Daniels. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're always a great guest, and I tell you what, that first game, you want to set the tone defensively. Jaguars, they gave you your best shot, but how did it work out for you guys defensively to buckle down at the end?
We play like that from the first play all the way through. And I said, as long as we can continue to stop the run, then everything else will take care of itself. The intensity that the guys play with, everybody was accountable in their gaps, and guys flew around. We just finished watching the tape, and it looks exciting. This season, we should be pretty good on this defense side of the ball. Everybody's playing with the right attitude. Everybody's leaving it all out on the field, and the best thing is we can always keep getting better.
Speak of stopping the run, 1.9 yards per carry, and I know that kind of ate at you the last year or two. How happy are you with the direction it's headed, stopping the run?
Well, there's something that we emphasized during the preseason as well, and we took pride in it. The starters go out there, shut them down, then the twos, then the threes, the fours. Is everybody, the goal was to stop the run, no matter what. And I knew that mentality, if it was established during the preseason, it would carry on into the regular season, in which it did, as exemplified by yesterday.
How tough is the heat on a big guy like you when you're running around out there making plays?
The heat's very tough, and especially for defensive linemen. We already have to rotate as it is because we are attacking and engaging in battle. Sometimes offensive linemen, they might not even touch a defensive player, whereas us, we're going forward. We're running. Then we have to chase after quarterbacks. We have to tackle these running backs, some of these guys, 230, 240, big, strong guys, even tight end every now and then. So when you have to do all that and take on double teams, 660 pounds, 600 pounds, whatever, that does a lot to you. The heat does wear on you at that point. So it's just a matter of eating well and staying hydrated and coming out the game when you know you can't go.
You guys had a good rotation, but you as well as LaTroy were the only veterans out there. I mean, Christian Ringo, zero NFL experience. You had Kenny Clark and Dean Lowry, rookies. How did you get it done?
LaTroy and I, we really set a good example, and those young guys, they just followed our lead. And that's what it all comes down to, is having that veteran leadership. With us doing what we know how to do, and that's just play very fast, tough, physical, and consistent, then the young guys, they have no choice but to adapt, and it's a pretty good thing to adapt to.
10 tackles for loss. You had one of them. You guys were aggressive and getting after the ball. Is that a mentality, Mike, or is that something that you've stressed since day one of training camp this year?
It's definitely a mentality. It has been stressed. It will continue to be stressed. It's to attack, and play aggressive and play physical and play tough and, most importantly, play smart. You do those things, we should like our results.
You get down to the end of the game, 4th and 1. Talk about your teammate, Demarius Randall, and the play that he made to diagnose that bubble screen and to sniff it out right away.
Demarius is a smart kid, man, and he takes this thing seriously. That sounds odd to say, but sometimes in the NFL, people don't give it everything that they have. Demarius is a guy who's going to do that. So I wasn't surprised at all by the effort that he gave. And then you look at Micah, beating a block on a bigger guy, and then the rest of the troops just rallied. So that play just fell into what our identity is, what we're becoming, what we're striving to be. And that's to play hard, to hustle, to leave it all out on the field every single play. Then plays like that, they just become routine.
Final question. I'm used to you being a blue-collar guy. How much ribbing did you get for the Sports Illustrated cover, now being the glamour guy?
I'm still getting it. It won't stop. It won't stop. I'll get it for another 3 decades just because that's who I am, and people are going to try to get me whenever they can.
But that's got to be pretty cool. You're on the cover of a national magazine.
That's excellent. And all it did was just motivate me to continue to work hard, because it showed me that people are noticing. And that's why I'm so excited about this defense, because now it's not just me with the tough guy attitude, so to speak, but you see some of the hits that Ha Ha laid. Mm-hmm. You see the way those guys rallied to the ball. Joe Thomas had a heck of a play on Clay Sack where he just ran over the running back, and as well as Nick running through the offensive tackle. So everybody's playing very physical, and that's something we're priding ourselves in.
Mike, we've taken notice, so thanks for the time this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Daniels joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. More with Larry and the Coach coming up right after this.
We are back, and it is time to talk X's and O's with head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, here's the situation. 4th and 1, the Jaguars on the 14, 23 seconds left. 4th and 1, as I mentioned. This is the ball game right here.
Definitely. You can see Jacksonville's in a 2-by-2 formation. They're looking for a run-pass option. If you can freeze it right there, we have 7 men in a pressure situation, which leaves 4 one-on-ones on the perimeter. So with that, you got the one-on-one block on Micah. You can see Damaris Randall comes up, makes the initial hit. Micah does a great job leveraging the receiver, keeping him propped up, and here comes the pursuit. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, great job with the one-on-ones by Damaris and Micah out there in the 2-by-2 slot, but a phenomenal job with the pursuit to finish off the receiver.
You talked about Damaris, Micah, Morgan Burnett in there as well, Joe Thomas, Nick Perry's over there. I swear, by the end of this play, Mike, there are 6 and 7 Packers out there finishing and sealing the deal for the victory. And, Mike, could you talk about your buzzwords this year, pursuit and finish, because we saw it on display big time right here.
Definitely, because, I mean, once again, pursuit and finish, it covers up the mistakes. If you can freeze it right there, you can see we have them outnumbered. So they're looking to run the ball, clearly based off what the defensive front is, or throw it out here to the one-on-one. So with that, our defense recognizes it. They see they go the run and pass. Nick tries to play the football, and then here they come. But more importantly, look at the defeating of the one-on-one, you know, block by Micah, and an excellent job by Damaris. And just, you know, once again, the tackling, the wrapping, and the finishing off here. I mean, a -2 on a 4th and 1.
You know what else, Mike, is everybody was talking about the heat. This play came in the final seconds, and you talk about energy and getting after it. Whatever you guys did to prepare, it sure worked.
Our players did a great job of preparation. You can see it throughout the, you know, as far as the correction going through, you know, the mental errors and so forth. But, you know, the hydration was a big part of it. But at the end of it, this is all about heart and will to win here. Both teams are exhausted. You know, both offenses, you know, had a number of long drives. Our defense was on the field longer than their defense. But once again, it came down to the most important play of the game, and our guys did a phenomenal job.
They certainly did. And coming up, game balls and who got them. Stay with us.
Takes the snap, gives to Yeldon, follows his block against the right side, and hit from behind. Nick Perry makes the hit back to the 49. That's a loss of 2 yards.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, time to hand out game balls. Always a fun experience. Who got the game ball offensively?
Well, offensively, it was J.C. Treader. J.C. did an excellent job, you know, particularly in the conditions, playing against the defense, unscouted looks, and all the things that that brings to the table. So excellent performance by J.C.
Who did the defensive game balls go to?
We had two defensive game balls, both Demarius Randall and Nick Perry. Really just some dominant play throughout the game by both those guys. So Demarius probably played part of his best game of his career, in my opinion. And Nick was just a force all day long.
And special teams?
Mason Crosby. Mason's ball placement, particularly on the kickoffs, you know, and when we wanted to kick it, you know, in front of the goal line and as far as when to kick it out. And frankly, that was our focus because of the conditions. And obviously, it was two for two on the field goals.
I want to mention an unsung hero. Joe Thomas had an interception early, and then later on, he's blitzing, and the poor running back's trying to block him, and Joe destroys him, actually shoves him back into the quarterback. Clay Matthews gets a sack, and I say unsung because in the offseason, everybody's talking about inside linebacker. Nobody's talking about Joe Thomas, and here he is playing a big role for you on Sunday.
Excellent point. Really, Joe was a strong consideration for a game ball, and frankly, playing with 26, 29 snaps, exactly how much he played in the game was part of that. So, I thought he did a heck of a job. He primarily played in our dime defense, really, you know, set up the first score for our offense. So, job well done by Joe Thomas.
Big news this week, also the signing of David Bakhtiari to a contract extension. Having that guy out on the hot corner, that's got to feel good.
No doubt. I mean, David is an excellent example of what you're looking for from all your players, particularly your young players. Fine football player, very well-deserving, has been top-notch since day one here. So very, very happy for David. I know you are, too, because you love your linemen.
So. Oh, I certainly do. And I wanted to mention something about David. What's cool about him, you know, some of those left tackles, you know, it's all hands and feet and technician and that kind of thing. But he's also got that nasty side. He'll drive guys into the dirt.
Definitely, and he's a big-time finisher, too. So just the way he covers and finishes the football. So he plays football the right way.
I want to ask about one other offensive lineman because it was a story going into the Jacksonville game. Lane Taylor, your new left guard. How do you hold up?
Played well, graded out. There's definitely things that he can learn from, and frankly, that probably speaks for our whole football team. So I was very pleased with the way Lane played.
All right, coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us, please.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2016 regular season. Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, I noticed last week you donated $100,000 to the Green Bay Police Foundation. And I don't care how much money you make, $100,000 is $100,000. Obviously, a cause very near and dear to your heart.
Definitely. My wife, Jessica, and I, we truly try to focus on giving back, particularly to the community and with a focus on the kids. The Green Bay Police, you know, Foundation Fund is close to my heart because, you know, my father spent 38 years in public safety for the city of Pittsburgh as both a policeman and a firefighter. So the ability to be part of the solution of connecting public safety and these great community programs that they already have formed that need the support to connect public safety and the families and particularly the children is a great cause, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Well, hats off to you. And real quick, Mike, what's the Viking game boil down to?
Well, I think what you talked about earlier, and we have to take care of the football. So they're very opportunistic defense. They do an excellent job of swarming to the football, score touchdowns also on offense. And defensively, we need to stop the run. And when we do get our hands on the football, we got to make the play. And then ultimately, to learn from last week and really our prior games with the Vikings, we got to win the field position battle and special teams.
Mike, thank you and good luck. And thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.